Welcome to the very first David John Oates Reverse Speech Show, broadcast to you live on the Jeff Rentz Radio Network. My name is David Oates. I'll be your host for the next few months and years. So, this show is primarily about reverse speech. What is reverse speech? Well, if you're new to the whole field, sit back and enjoy the ride. You're in for an amazing time. Basically, the phenomenon of reverse speech the phenomenon of reverse speech is all about backward messages hidden backwards in the sounds of our speech. The theory is that as the brain is constructing the sounds of speech, it's putting those sounds together in such a way that we are saying two messages at once. One is forward from the conscious mind, and the other one is in reverse from the unconscious mind. And so what I'm proposing is that there are two modes of communication. Forwards from the conscious, which is how I'm speaking to you now, and in reverse from the unconscious. And quite literally, if you take human speech and record it and run the tapes in reverse, about once every 15 or 20 seconds, you're going to hear this very clear phrase amongst the gibberish that I maintain is what we are thinking and feeling at the time of speaking. And so this show is going to explore this whole phenomena. I've been doing it for 33 years now. I have hundreds of thousands of examples on my computer. There's well over 10,000 examples on my website. If you haven't been to the site, go to reversespeech.com. That's the main reverse speech website, and you can spend days and days on that site. It's full of articles and news and examples and research and a very, very comprehensive website that I've been building for 20 years now. A little bit about the show. We have our own website. That's davidoates.com. That's DavidOates, that's Oates with an E. And if you just scroll up the top tabs, you can see the link to the radio shows, and go into there and you'll see all the information about the show. We do have a chat room going on. If you go to the davidoates.com site and scroll down to a third of the way down, you'll see a little link to Skype chat, and I'm watching that chat channel right now. So if you've got any questions or comments, feel free to send them in. We're also taking call-ins, and the number to call is toll-free in the United States. That's 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. All right, let me tell you a little bit about me and my history. And of course, you'll get to know me a whole lot better as these shows continue. I'm 60 years old. When I started doing reverse speech when I was 27, so 1983. Now that's 28. 1983, reverse speech started. I'm a father. I have twin daughters, Jay and Simone. We'll be talking a little bit about Simone in some of the future shows coming up. Simone had a very bad accident 11 years ago now. She fell two stories out of the shopping center and suffered a devastating brain injury, and she was not expected to survive the night, but she did, and then the doctors said she'd be institutionalized for the rest of her life. But through the use of reverse speech and hypnosis and other modalities, I was working with Simone, and she has come right back to normal. It's been 10 years, 11 years since the accident, and you wouldn't know anything's happened to her. So, reverse speech played a big part in her recovery. So we'll be talking a little bit about Simone and how we actually helped her recovery in future shows. Okay, a little bit more about me. I'm a ham radio operator. I've been into ham radio since my teenage years. Got my big radio station in my office here, and huge antennas in my backyard, much to my neighbour's dismay, but we make sure we keep it within council guidelines. So there you go. So, and I've got two grandkids, Logan, who's 3, and Aria, who's 1. So there you go. And so that's a little bit about me. I work full time in reverse speech. My days normally start about 6 in the morning and go through to midnight. So I'm very dedicated. Very highly motivated. The reverse speech field itself is actually very large. We have got lots of analysts and practitioners around the world, and I'll be bringing a lot of these onto my show in the weeks and months to come, and you'll get to meet all these different analysts and practitioners. We have a very large marketing organization based in England, and we'll be talking to some of our marketing people and staff. And basically what I want to do is to present to you the complete package of reverse speech. Now, this can't be done in one show or two shows or even 20 shows. It's such a wide world, and there's such an amazing amount of research. And so we're going to use the Jeff French Radio Network and the archives of the show to provide a comprehensive archive of the 33 years of research that has been done in reverse speech. And I can't think of a better platform than the Rents Radio Network and Jeff Rents' marvelous archives. You can access over 20,000 hours of programming on the Rents.com website. So look for my archives of the show and watch them as they build up slowly over the next few weeks and months. So there we go. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start off by playing you some very simple examples of reverse speech, and we're going to be playing more and more and more as the time goes on. So let's give you a little bit of idea for those of you who are new to this whole phenomena, exactly what this is all about. And we're going to start with some fairly simple examples. Here's an example of Bob Dole from 1996, I believe, resigning from the Senate to run for the presidency. So let's run this forwards.
You do not lay claim to the office you hold. It lays claim to you. Your obligation is to bring to it the gifts you can of labor and honesty, and then to depart with grace.
Now, if we were to run this whole track backwards, you're probably going to think there's nothing but gibberish. So let's run the whole lot backwards, just for an experiment. See if you can hear anything intelligent amongst the backward sounds.
It's an honor to be able to say goodbye in your business.
Okay, so that was a whole lot track backward. Did you hear anything there? Let me isolate one small section and play it for you.
It's an honor.
Okay, that's a small section backwards.
It's an honor.
And we're going to run it at three speeds. Listen very carefully. And for those of you who missed it, he says, it's an honor. Here we go.
It's an honor. It's an honor. It's an honor.
Now, if you run the whole lot backwards again, I'm sure you'll hear it amongst the gibberish this time. So here we go. Let's run the whole track backwards.
It's an honor to be able to ask you to speak.
Could you hear it there amongst the gibberish? Let's just isolate that again.
It's an honor to be able.
Right there. Do it again.
It's an honor to be able to ask you to speak.
And that's exactly how reverse speech occurs. You'll be playing the tapes in reverse, and suddenly jumping out of the gibberish will be this very clear phrase. And there we go. Play another one. This is John Edwards, and now disgraced Senator John Edwards, running for vice presidency this is year 2000, I believe. So here we go.
But what have we seen? Relentless negative attacks against John. So in the weeks ahead, we know what's coming, don't we? More negative attacks. Aren't you sick of it?
Okay, now we run this backwards. I've got a small clip. Actually, now let's run the whole lot backwards first. And so this is what it's like from the research point of view, listening to the tapes in reverse. So here we go. Did you hear anything clear amongst there? Let's run it again. And if you miss that, I'll just isolate it for you, and we'll play it. And if you missed it, it says I'd with a nice southern drawl. I'd do it again. Here we go. And let's run the whole lot backwards again. And now that you know it's there, you'll find that pops out of the gibberish fairly easy for you.
Scots. Ask of it again, Rome.
Yeah, so there you go. That's an example of John. I think I said 2000. Actually, I think it was 2008. I'm not too sure. Anyway, all these examples I'm playing to you on the show today are all found on my website. So you go to reversespeech.com and log into the website, and you'll see nearly every example I play is all on the website at some stage. Very interesting. Okay, let us move right along. And I'm going to play you an example of what we call a mirror image reversal. And that's where the forwards and the reverse say exactly the same thing. And that's actually a little bit more common than you might realize. Now, this is an example of a house fire I had back in 1998, or 97, I think. And my secretary runs into my office and says, "David, the house is on fire."
"Yes? What?
Something burning
together." And you can hear the emotions in her voice, and we'll play it backwards, and she says exactly the same thing. Actually, one word difference. "The house is on fire, our house is on fire." So here we go. And I run it again. We call that a mirror image reversal. Here's the forwards.
"What?
Something burning."
And here it is backwards. Quite amazing stuff, mirror image reaction. Let me see if I can pull a couple other mirror image reversals up real quick and show you a couple more of them. I've got three or four here. Let's run this one forwards.
"He did cash the check."
She says, "He did cash the check."
"He did cash the check."
And backwards, she says, cash the check.
Cash the check.
So here's the forwards.
"Cash the check."
And backwards.
"Cash the check."
Forwards.
"Cash the check."
And backwards.
"Cash the check."
We call them mirror image reversals. Quite amazing. Let me see if I can find another one to you. We're going to be spending a whole show on some stage about what I call the categories of reverse speech. That is all the different styles and forms that reverse speech takes. You have reversals that are congruent. They communicate the same message. You have reversals that are incongruent. Oh, incidentally, what I mean by the term reversals is that's what we call the backward message amongst the gibberish. We call it a reversal or a speech reversal. And they can be mirror image reversals. They can be contradictory. They can say exactly the opposite. Now, here's another mirror image reversal.
"It's really difficult. I don't know what I want whether."
She says, "I don't know what I want." Forwards, I'll play it again.
"It's really difficult. I don't know what I want whether."
And backwards, she says the same thing. "I don't know what I want."
I don't know what I want.
There you go. So let's run it forwards. Here's the forwards.
"I don't know what I want whether."
And backwards.
"I don't know what I want."
No. Mirror image reversals. Quite fascinating. And I'd like to see the skeptics tackle mirror image reversals. They're a real one to deny. And on the subject of skeptics, we will be getting skeptics in on the show, with my regular guests, and to get their opinions of reverse speech. Of course, there are a very high group of skeptics out there who maintain this is all a load of rubbish. We're just seeing pictures in clouds or making up miscellaneous sounds as we go. Hopefully, by the time we finish this show, or these shows, as you listen to them more, you'll agree that this is more than just sounds we're trying to put meaning to. Okay. Let's look at another example. This is a woman who's talking about her love life. Let's run this forwards.
"Like, when I met Michael, I was immediately attracted to him, and I wanted him, and I still want him, not as strongly, and I won't go there over to his house or anything. I know how bad it is. But there's this pull for the bad guys."
Okay, here's the backwards. Listen carefully. I won't tell you what it says. Actually, no, we'll run the whole lot backwards first. Okay, so here's the whole lot backwards.
"Yes, you're right. And what's my
No, sorry, wrong section. Here we go.
"Morning, Marks. Either one, yeah. And you met me there.
Uh-huh. There was reverse amongst the gibberish. Let's do it again. Okay, so let's isolate it and just play it to you. Here we go. And again.
I want a man.
And if you missed it, she says, I want a man.
I want a man.
Now let's run the whole lot backwards again, and you'll hear it amongst the gibberish. Can you hear that amongst the gibberish there? Exactly how that occurs? Yeah, I want you to notice how there's a slight pause before the reversal and a slight pause afterwards, and how the reversal itself had this really unique melodious sing-song tone to it. Listen to this. There it is, quite clear amongst the gibberish. So that's a great example of reverse speech. Let's play another one. And we're just going to slowly take this deeper and deeper and deeper as the shows progress. So here we have a snippet from a casual conversation.
This is just one of many, many lifetimes where we are here to develop the soul, basically. And when that is achieved, the soul will ascend.
And we'll run this in reverse, see if you can hear anything amongst the gibberish. Okay, and if you missed it, we'll isolate that forward section. Here we go.
I love you today.
Play it again.
I love each day.
And he's saying, I love each day. Let's run it again.
I love each day.
And again.
I love each day. I love each day.
So here's the forwards again. Let's run the forwards.
This is just one of many, many lifetimes where we are here to develop the soul, basically. And when that is achieved, the soul will ascend.
And backwards, I love each day.
I love each day.
I love each day. I love each day.
And I'm just going to play you what he says next, forwards.
To look at life differently and trying to enjoy each day.
Look at life differently and try to enjoy each day is what he says next, after he says in reverse, I love each day. So we have this direct contextual relationship. And that was one of the things that that convinced me and my original research partner, Greg Orbrick, who's in studio with me today. We're going to bring him on in the second hour. Say hello, Greg.
Hello.
Good. Greg wrote the very first book with me on reverse speech, Beyond Backward Masking. We're going to bring him in the second hour of the show, playing some of his reversals. I'm sure that will be an interesting hour for you. So, okay. So let's go and play some more for you. Let's look at some of the applications that we can use reverse speech for. We're going to be covering a whole lot of these applications in the shows as the years and months progress. But one of the applications reverse speech has is in the field of forensic and law enforcement. My guest on my show next week, a chap named Jack Johnston, has actually worked with defense attorneys, so using reverse speech in depositions, etc., and has had some amazing success. At Jack Johnston on my show next week. He's from Canada, so I look forward to that. Let me show you some of the implications in forensic. This is Patsy Ramsey, the mother of the little girl who was murdered in Boulder, Colorado, JonBenet Ramsey. And here she is saying that she feels there's at least two people out there who knows who did this crime.
We feel like there are at least two people on the face of this earth that know who did this. And that is the killer and someone that person may have confided in.
And backwards, she tells us who that person is. Listen very carefully. I'll play it a couple of times. And again. And if you missed it, she says backwards, I'm that person.
One
if nourished.
Okay, there you go. You are listening to the David John Oates Weekly Reverse Speech Show, broadcast you live on the Rants Radio Network. If you want to call in and chat to me in my very first show, the phone number to call in on is toll-free in the United States, 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. And if you're listening in Australia, as I know several of you are, we have a local Australian calling number, which is area code 08, and that's 8121-8145. That's 8121-8145. If you want to call in and say hi on the very first show. Now, this is actually not the very first show I've ever done. The David John Oates Reverse Speech Show initially started in the United States in November 98, and I ran it for a year in America. That's when I lived there, back in the 90s. I lived in America for 10 years, traveling, teaching, and lecturing all about reverse speech. I actually lost my train of thought. How about that, hey? Okay, talking about traveling and lecturing and teaching in the United States, which I did for many, many years. Okay, so let's look at another example of reverse speech. Here we have an 8-year-old girl. And this one has a little bit of a slip of the tongue. So quite fascinating. Here we go. Let's run this forward. She's talking about schoolwork.
I'm quite a good girl. And I'm quite good at maths and English, but not... And science. But I don't know anything else.
No, she has a little stiff of the tongue when she's about to tell us a subject she's not good at. Let's run that again.
Good at maths and English, but not... And science.
Okay, we're going to play that reversal when we come back from the break. You're listening to the weekly David John Oates Reverse Speech Show. We'll be back right after this.
Why do people order Life Change Tea? Because Life Change Tea helps the digestive system. Life Change Tea helps the colon unclog. The tea also helps with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and many, many other health issues. Life Change Tea also tastes great. And Life Change Tea is not just green tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs that go to town, cleaning your body of harmful toxins, bacteria, and parasites. Our tea is number one. Are you ready for your life change? Let the tea help you. Log on to our online store of helpful products to get your body on track. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Not all tea is equal. Read our website of all the factual testimonies that prove that Life Change Tea is working. Health is important, and our quality of life is very important. Don't wait to order. Expect a life change with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the 4 most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
There are 3 factors that determine the rate at which your body will repair itself. 1 is the amount of growth factors in your system. 2 is the amount and quality of complete proteins in your diet. And 3 is the health of your liver. After age 28, your ability to repair declines by 10% each passing decade. So by age 40, it has declined by 12%. By age 50, 22%. And by age 70, it has declined 42%. Advances in nutritional science enable you to overcome this rate of deterioration. Synergy One is a powerful product that activates your body's ability to repair. Within 1 month of usage, 96% of people report that they sleep better, have more energy, a better mood, need less food, and feel stronger. Many people have reported back, joint, and muscle pain going away. Women have reported hot flashes going away, and both genders have reported losses of body fat and a return of their sex drives. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit SGN80.com. That's SGN80.com.
We are back. Once again, you are listening to the weekly David John Oates Reverse Speech Show, broadcast live on the Rents Radio Network. Okay, we have a chat room if you want to log in and send me a message. If you go to the radio show website, which is davidoates.com, and then click on the radio show link, you will see this show being advertised, and about a third of the way down the page there is a link to a Skype chat. If you will want to log into the Skype chat, you're welcome to do that. Also on the radio show page, you're going to find a wealth of archives of all the old shows I've done. As I was about to say during the break, but lost my train of thought, I originally did this show in 98 in America, and then when I moved back to Australia, the show continued to run once a week for the next 7 years. Some classic reverse speech shows. I used to do 4 or 5 hour marathons back then. Some great guests, some great reversals, some great music. So go to the archive on davidoates.com and have a listen. I think you'll be amazed. You'll find them all fascinating stuff. All right. Someone in the chat room has just reminded me of a wonderful mirror image reversal. Not quite a mirror, but almost a mirror. This is on Angelina Jolie. Let me run this one forwards. Okay, we'll try it again. I grew up very aware of my own emotions. And backwards she says this. Listen carefully.
I am very aware.
And for those who missed it, she says, I'm very aware. Which is almost a mirror, because she says forwards. I grew up very aware of my own emotions. Here's the forwards again.
I grew up kind of very aware of my own emotions.
And here's the backwards.
I am very aware.
And let's run that backwards forwards.
So
she says forward, very aware. Oops, sorry, here we go.
And
backwards, I'm very aware. No. Classic mirror image reversal. Let's run that whole lot again.
I grew up kind of very aware of my own emotions.
And I'm very aware. Call in. Comment on these reversals. 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. And speak to me. You are listening to the David John Oates Reverse Speech Show live from Australia. My guest in the second hour is Greg Albrecht. He's sitting in studio with me now. Greg and I wrote the very first book together on reverse speech, Beyond Backward Masking. You can download that as a free download from the Reverse Speech website. So go and have a look at that and read a bit of history. Greg and I will reminisce on those early days when we first released those books and got our very first publicity. Quite fascinating stuff. Okay, all right. We're going to spend the whole show on children's reversals at some stage. But to see we're talking about mirror image reversals, here's a mirror image reversal on a child. So let's just run this one forwards. Here we go.
And milk.
Oh, then you had a nap.
Yep.
Were you a good rester?
Yep.
Yeah. Say, I love you, Mama.
I love you, Mama.
Bye, bye.
Baba.
Hold on. Say it again.
Hi, Baba.
Okay. So where he says, "I love you, Mama," listen to this.
Say, I love you, Mama.
I love you, Mama.
And backwards, mirror image reversal. I love you, Mama.
I love you, Mama.
I love you, Mama. I love you, Mama.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
I love you, Mama.
And here's the backwards.
I
I love you, Mama. Isn't that amazing, hey? What do you think about mirror image reversals, Greg?
They're quite interesting.
Are they? Have you found many?
I've got a good one on an old fella who's talking about Diana.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's quite different. I'll play it to you sometime.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to hear it. Yeah. Got lots of Princess Diana reversals. We'll be visiting them as the show progresses over the months and years. And, so stand by for that. Was her death an accident, or was it real? Or was it a murder? Well, look at the reversals. Who really killed JFK? These are all topics that we will cover in future shows. I've got 33 years of research are going to be pulling out of the archives and presenting them all on the show. I think this show is being very important for the whole historical basis of reverse speech. We're going to build these treasures of archives over the next few years and really document the whole history of reverse speech. All right, reverse speech has got many interesting applications. For example, we can use it in business. Here's a man I was going to do business with, and here we are having a business discussion.
Well, we'll negotiate that with Anchor Point when we go over there. Yeah. Yes, I agree with you. I agree.
That way, if we contain sole rights to the books, they're channeled to us. Now, are Anchor Point always going to be publishing this book?
They have options on my next book.
And this one says, I'm so full of, and I'll let you put the last word in yourself. Here we go.
I ain't so full of shit.
Did you hear the last word? If you did, then you know that this is not a man I should do business with. And let's run the whole lot backwards and see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish. See how clearly that comes out of the gibberish? You hear this monotone gibberish, then a slight pause, followed by I'm so full of blank, and then another pause as reversal ends. Here, listen to this. And that's literally how gen reversals occur. You'll be running back, you'll hear this slight pause, then this unique tonality, and then another pause. And that's how the whole reversal is presented. So, okay. All I'm doing in this show today is playing very simple examples of what we call first-level reversals or conscious reversals. Reversals that are coming from the conscious mind. However, there is a whole other avenue of reverse speech that talks in metaphor and archetype. And I would say over 50% of all the language in reverse speech is metaphor. And so we're going to be spending shows talking about the metaphorical nature of reverse speech. Here, let me give you a very simple metaphor to start off with. This is me talking to a client.
You strike me as a very enthusiastic guy. I mean, certainly the time we've been together and you've got all full of ideas. Is this just a latest idea? Is it just all froth and barbel, or do you really want to get out? And do you really
I really want to get out.
And this one says, see the wolf fallen in the lake.
See the wolf fallen in the lake.
And let's run the whole lot backwards and hear it amongst the gibberish.
See how that's very obvious
amongst the gibberish. You get the monotone gibberish beforehand, a pause, then this genuine reversal, see the wolf fall in the lake, followed by another pause. Once again, classic place for reverse speech to occur. Let's run that again. And there we go. We will be going to ad break. I'll be back right after this.
You've heard the ads.
ads on this radio station about Royal Velvet. You know you want and need the benefits that Royal Velvet offers, but you haven't gone to the website royalvelvetnow.com. You've procrastinated. You haven't started your journey towards dramatic improvements in that vim, vigor, and energy you've always wanted. Reward yourself. You deserve it. No, really. All you have to do is go to royalvelvetnow.com, click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and order a couple bottles of Royal Velvet, which is a month's supply, and you're on your way to experiencing the most life-changing product in the world. Oh, by the way, to experience just how powerful Royal Velvet is, do what thousands of our clients have done. Stop taking all your supplements and just take Royal Velvet. Do it for a month. You will feel better, look better, and be dramatically better. And besides being blown away by the results, you'll also be ecstatic over the huge amount of money you saved. There are 1,440 minutes in a day. It takes less than 5 minutes to place an order at RoyalVelvetNow.com. Go there now. Your life will never be the same.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today. By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Back. You are listening to the David John Ice Reverse Speech Show, and we'll be coming up to the top of the hour very soon, where we're going to bring in my guest, Greg Orbett. Greg, of course, lives in South Australia. That's why he's live in studio, and that's where I am, in the state of South Australia, in Australia. I live in a town called Adelaide. Look it up on the map. Population of 1.5 million. So, you know, it's a fairly decent-sized town, and I live down south in the southern suburbs, right next to... Well, my family's within commuting distance, my mum and dad and my kids and my grandkids and my sister. My sister works for me full-time. She does all the reverse speech office work, handles all the students' inquiries and homework, admin and everything. We'll be having her as a guest on the show at some stage in the future. I'm actually all booked out until April for my show so far, so that's very good. Okay, so let's look at a few more reversals, and seeing we've talked about mirror image reversals, I've got another one that's almost a mirror image. This is Newt Gingrich talking about an immigration bill.
It's an amazingly badly written bill.
And listen to carefully, what's he saying backwards?
A real bad meal. The real bad bill.
And if you heard the real bad bill, you heard correct. Here it is.
The real bad bill. The real bad bill.
and let's run
a real bad meal.
And here's the forwards.
Badly written.
Oh, that's interesting. The word Bill does not occur on the forwards. Oh, that's interesting.
A real bad meal.
The reversal occurs on another section.
A real bad meal.
And forwards is
badly written Bill.
Huh. So the actual reversal occurs on these exact words here.
A real bad. Badly written. A real bad.
Badly written. Hang on, here we go. We'll do it again.
Badly written. A real bad meal.
But the word Bill doesn't occur on the forwards that created the reversal. The word Bill occurs after the reversal happened. So we actually call that a lead reversal, where the reversal leads in to the conversation prior to being discussed forwards. We're going to play you another lead reversal in the my guest Greg Albrecht is on the line in exactly 10-15 minutes from now. That's not exactly, is it? Exactly 10 or 15 minutes. Exactly is, anyway, doesn't matter. I'm off track. So there you go. There's the real bad Bill. All right. Let's have a look. What else can I play you? Oh, let's look. See, we're talking about lead reversal. Here's another lead reversal. This is from a radio show. And here's the forwards.
S4.
You worked at S4?
Oh, no, that's the area where I was living.
Oh, my.
Okay, now listen to what he says backwards.
It's September.
What did you hear? Did you hear it September? That's what it says. Here it is again.
It's September.
And listen to what he says next.
Yesterday was September 11th. It is September 11th on your time.
It is still now September 11th.
So there you go, folks. The amazing world of reverse speech. I've played you several examples in the show so far. This is what we're going to be doing for the show. So listen, tell your friends about it every Friday afternoon from 2 to 4 on the Rents Radio Network. Now, we will be repeating the show. For our listeners in London, the show will be repeated on Saturday night from 7 to 9 London time, which is 11 to 1 Saturday afternoon, American time we're talking about. And it's also going to be repeated on Saturday night's American time from 5 to 7. So if you miss the first show, you can pick up the replays. And of course, also you can pick it all up on the archives. Okay, had a couple of people have had a little bit of difficulty in finding the chat room. It's on the radio show website, which is davidoates.com. David Oates, that's davidoates.com. And click on the radio show tab at the top of the page, and that'll take you to the archives and also the links to all the radio shows I do, which is on the left-hand column. And just scroll down about a third of the way down the left-hand column, and you'll see the Skype icon. You can click onto that, and that will take you into the chat room, and you can ask me some questions, make some comments, do whatever you want. There we go. Okay, so that was a classic example of a lead reversal. It's September. Okay, let's have a look. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play you some of the implications of reverse speech. Reverse speech can tap into that small voice within. You know, where we're constantly looking to, people try many different ways, meditation, hypnosis, prayer, to listen to the small, still voice within. Well, that small, still voice within is speaking constantly to us, giving us advice, instruction, guidance. For example, here's Jack Johnston, my guest for next week's show, and he's talking about some money issues.
Does it further for us to put more energy and money and effort?
And backwards, the reversal says, you're frightened, lean on me.
You're frightened, lean on me.
You're frightened, lean on me.
And that is his small, still voice within. Talking to him and saying, look, I know you're frightened, I know you're upset, don't worry, don't panic, just lean on me. Trust me, I can do it. And here we have a funny reversal of the inner voice. This is Hillary Clinton giving a speech.
I have spent a very long time, my entire adult life, looking for ways to even the odds, to help people have a chance to get ahead.
And here she says, oh, be quiet. This is her still voice telling her to shut up.
Oh, be quiet.
That's a funny reversal, isn't it? Yes, Hillary, we could do with you being a little bit more quieter. And that's another thing we're going to be doing on the show. We're going to be tracking the elections. Who should you vote for? Who is the most congruent? Who is the most honest? Who is the most dishonest? I won't play any of those verses on the show today, but as the elections get closer, we're going to track them very closely on the show. We're also going to be looking a lot into the therapeutic aspect of reverse speech. I have a very busy therapeutic practice where I use reverse speech and work with my clients, getting amazing results. And we'll be talking about the therapeutic side and how reverse speech can be used to change behavior, fix up lifetime issues. We've got a whole therapeutic process I take clients on. That'll take a couple of shows to elaborate on. We have mentors and coaches who clients work with to help them through the changes. Very, very, very good organization we've got set up. So we're going to be covering all of this as the show goes on and taking your calls, of course, on 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Or if you're in Australia and you want to call in, that number is 0881218145. That's 0881218145. Only if you're in Australia and you want to call in and say hi, we'd love to hear from you. Okay, so let's have a look at a few more reversals here. And you're getting a pretty good glimpse of reverse speech now, actually. We're going to find some a couple of super clear ones for you. We looked at Patsy Ramsey. Oh, here's another one on Patsy Ramsey. Here she's saying it was suggested that someone from their own family or friends were involved in JonBenet's death. And here she says, I don't think we've knowingly met anyone who could be this vicious.
I can't believe that we have ever knowingly met anyone that can be this vicious.
And backwards, she says this.
I'm the only one.
I'm the only one.
And if you heard I'm the only one, you heard correctly. I'll run it again.
I'm the only one.
I'm the only one. I'm the only one.
Backward messages in speech. They're occurring once every 10 or 15 seconds of speech. Your real thoughts and your real feelings. Who you really are. Your loves, your desires, your hates. Everything about you is embedded backwards into the sounds of our speech. The human condition is hardwired to tell the truth. And when we are deceiving or withholding information in our forward speech, the unconscious mind will correct that. It will correct it using a variety of unconscious forms of communication. Body language is one. Reverse speech is another. Some people will tell you that hidden messages are in the tones of our speech, in the skin color changes. All of these are means and ways in which the unconscious communicates. And we're going to be looking at other unconscious forms of communication as the show goes on. I'm going to have guests on EVP, electronic voice phenomena, ITC, transdimensional communication, and all these other avenues out there which it is claimed that the unconscious or the spirit communicates. And if you ponder the implications of reverse speech, it's really very, very profound. It essentially means the human mind is no longer private. And I'm just not talking conscious thoughts, I'm talking unconscious thoughts, and even down to the spirit or the soul itself. In point of fact, let's play a reversal that shows the depths that reverse speech is coming from. And this was found on the Jeff Wrench show, actually. Here's me chatting away forward, talking about reverse speech.
Sometimes people ask me, does reverse speech endorse any particular religion? And the answer to that is no. There are no deities or religions that reverse speech endorses or says this is right or this is wrong. It just talks about the soul and the endlessness of life. And And that in itself is very powerful.
Indeed.
And backwards it says, it's the voice in heaven.
It's the voice in heaven.
It's the voice in heaven.
And again.
It's the voice in heaven.
So it's coming from that deep part of the mind. It's the voice in heaven. Stand by. In the second hour, we'll have our guest, Greg Ulbricht. You're listening to the David John Oates Reverse Speech Show. Back. Bye now.